Don, talk about the economic impact that the North Dakota Winter Show has. That number seems to have doubled, if not last year, previous years.
Right, yeah. There's no question, Steve, that the North Dakota Winter Show and the events held at our facility have a major impact, economic impact on Valley City and the state of North Dakota. And based on the Strategic Marketing and Research Incorporated's 2014 visitor profile for North Dakota, visitors typically spend $115 a day for an overnight trip or $150 for a day trip, which equates to about $4 million a year into this community with all the people that the Winter Show brings in. You know, we bring in, with all of our events, probably, 30 to 50,000 people a year, so.
So you're not just talking about the North Dakota Winter Show in March. You're talking about all the other events that you've added now. Does it seem from the time that you've been here, from when you first got here, that that number doubled from 2 million to 4 million?
No, I think you're correct, because since I've come on board, we've added, well, this year alone, we've added three horse shows. Not to mention, we've added the high school rodeo, the Wrangler team roping, mud bog in June. So in itself, with those events, we've added a significant number of people. So you're not off base when you go from when I started in 2011 to 2015 to $4
million. $4 million. And you hope to generate a lot more interest with the eight-day show, right?
With the eight-day show, and I'm working on some other things. I'm working on the possibility of another rodeo in the spring and another one in the fall, and a series of ranch rodeos possibly in the, for next summer.
Series of ranch rodeos?
Series, yeah. Okay. Do a series and then like a final at the end of the summer. So, yeah, there's some things in the works that, you know, hopefully will pan out. So we're excited about, you know, the upcoming year.
And you said you got the from the food and beverage grant.
Actually, I think it was like $36,000.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
And then what will that money be used for?
That will be used for more stalls, more horse stalls, another 44 horse stalls, and bleachers. The more outside events that we have, we share our bleachers with Parks and Rec right now. And the more summer events that we have, we don't have any bleachers to use for our outside events because they go to the Parks and Rec. They've been going to Parks and Rec. So it's been a struggle. So we're going to get more bleachers to use outside.